Life or Death? March 6. Sin and the First Rebel. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, the one infinite and all-wise, sees the end from the beginning, and in dealing with evil his plans were far-reaching and comprehensive. It was his purpose, not merely to put down the rebellion, but to demonstrate to all the universe the nature of rebellion. It will be seen that all who have forsaken the divine precepts have placed themselves on the side of Satan, in warfare against Christ. When the prince of this world shall be judged, and all who have united with him shall share his fate, the whole universe as witnesses to the sentence will declare, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." In the final execution of the judgment it will be seen that no cause for sin exists. When the judge of all the earth shall demand of Satan, "Why hast thou rebelled against me, and robbed me of the subjects of my kingdom?" the originator of evil can render no excuse. Every mouth will be stopped, and all the hosts of rebellion will be speechless. The whole universe will have become witnesses to the nature and results of sin. And its utter extermination, which in the beginning would have brought fear to angels and dishonor to God, will now vindicate his love and establish his honor before the universe. "Never will evil again be manifest," says the word of God, "affliction shall not rise up the second time." A tested and proved creation will never again be turned from allegiance to him whose character has been fully manifested before them. He who chooses a course of disobedience to God's law is deciding his future destiny. He is sowing to the flesh, earning the wages of sin, even eternal destruction, the opposite of life eternal. Submission to God and obedience to his holy law bring the sure result. "This is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent."